Hello, you are listening to DACA, Rejections versus Denials, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear Lourdes Martinez and Barbara Pinto explain the difference between a rejection and denial of a DACA request, including what steps to take in connection with each.
I saw that USCIS released information on the DACA requests they've received so far. Over 350,000 people have applied for DACA, and over 100,000 have been granted DACA. But do you know how many have been denied?
No, we don't know exactly how many people have been denied. USCIS, the agency in charge of processing the DACA requests, has not released information on denials.
Oh, well, I heard that USCIS has rejected about 12,000 requests. What does that mean? Is a rejection different from a denial?
Yes, rejections are different from denials. Once a person mails their DACA request to a USCIS lockbox, USCIS can either reject the person's packet or they can process the application.
How can I tell if a DACA request has been rejected?
A rejection simply means that USCIS looked at the application and decided not to even process it because something was missing. You'll know if a request was rejected because you'll receive a letter from USCIS stating why the application was rejected, and USCIS will also send back the entire application packet along with the fee payment. For example, a request will be rejected if the person forgot to sign their application, fill out information on the form, or mail in a check with the appropriate fee amount.
So the applicant will get their money back?
Yes, they will.
If a DACA request is rejected and returned in the mail, what should the applicant do?
Well, the applicant should make sure to read the letter from USCIS very carefully and take it to a legal representative for help. The letter should explain why the application was rejected.
Can the applicant resubmit the application?
Yes, but the applicant should only resubmit the application if it was rejected due to an error the applicant can correct, or if USCIS made a mistake. In that case, the applicant will need to make sure to correct the error and resubmit the application.
So when should an applicant not resubmit their application?
USCIS has stated that they will reject an application if someone is clearly ineligible. For example, if the applicant was 32 years old on June 15, 2012. If that is the case, then the rejection will be more like a denial because it means the applicant was not eligible. Not just that there was a procedural mistake in the application. In these cases, where the application was rejected because the applicant was clearly ineligible for DACA, there is no need to resubmit the application because this is not something the applicant can correct. The applicant is simply ineligible and a new application would either be rejected again or it would be denied.
So, what is a denial?
A denial requires adjudication or processing of the application. A denial happens after a DACA request is processed and reviewed by a USCIS official, and he or she determines that the applicant will not be granted DACA.
So with a denial, will the applicant get their money back?
No, they will not get their money back if they are denied DACA.
What are the consequences of applying for DACA and being denied?
Well, if a person is denied DACA, he or she may or may not be put into removal or deportation proceedings. Only certain individuals with cases dealing with criminal offenses, fraud, or a threat to national security or public safety should be put into proceedings. That is why it is very important to talk to an immigration expert before requesting DACA with prior criminal offenses.
Can someone appeal their case if they are denied DACA?
No, if the DACA request is denied, the person will not be able to appeal their case.
Can someone reapply for DACA even if their case has been denied?
Yes, a person can reapply and submit a second DACA request if they now have new evidence to submit. But they will have to pay the $465 fee again.
What if a person is denied, but it was due to a mistake by USCIS?
If the case was denied due to certain errors, the person may request a review of his or her case. It is best to talk to an immigration expert when requesting the review.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, DACA, Rejections versus Denials. For more information on this topic, please visit www.ilrc.org and click on the Info on Immigration Law tab. You can also visit USCIS online at www.uscis.gov/childhoodarrivals. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal trainings, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.